Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, wrestling fans, why have you been going down on your grandma?
I thought Layla died.
Yeah, right,
it
was
bad.
The guy looks like a pedophile.
It's blue.
Willow!
Ah,
okay.
He played keep away with his glasses.
Literally driving us mad.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of the Super Bite Size. Hi, I'm Andy Quad, and with me as always is Liam Dunn.
Just before we get into the show, I just want to say the day we're recording this is Bonfire Night, and because of that, you might hear
fireworks.
I'm not in Iraq. I'm not in a battlefield. Don't worry.
Also, my dad is playing Call of Duty, so if you hear Call of Duty going off, I am no longer in some kind of war zone. No longer. I've never been in a war zone. What the fuck?
What do you mean no longer in?
So anyway, moving on. We are on iTunes. We're on Supla.com. And we are on YouTube. And where else are we, Liam?
Well, this show's not on YouTube, but the Supla is on YouTube.
Yes. Fuck it. Because that's the same thing that the WWE said when they tried to launch a network over here, which would be the main fucking focus of this show. Because the WWE network has been delayed here in the UK. It was supposed to take place yesterday evening at 8 p.m. What the fuck are you laughing at?
Just your reaction is just go, go.
Okay, the network was supposed to launch 8 p.m. British time, but it was postponed in the last minute. And so far, WWE have not given a new date. The only speculation is that Sky, who own the rights to the UK airing of the pay-per-views, somehow caused the delay. However, Sky reps on Twitter today said it was WWE's decision and the network has nothing to do with Sky. In truth, there's probably some kind of money involved somewhere. While it may be WWE's call, it might be that they are weighing up which route or route, if you live in the United States, might be more profitable. Perhaps Sky, which airs all the flagship programming, have threatened to give them a worse deal next time around if they go ahead with the over-the-top network.
So, if you've been paying attention to Andy's Twitter or Facebook...
Oh, God, I hate this shit!
...is a little upset about
fuck,
this.
Fuck, fuck!
So, I'm just going to be quiet for a couple of minutes and just let Andy rant as to why this is... I mean, I will bring in my point of view soon, but Andy is literally, like, he's going to explode if he doesn't say this on the air. So, Andy, go. Take it away.
I have been waiting. I have been waiting for fucking ever. And I'm not talking about the streak. I'm talking about the network, right? I have been waiting for this pile of wank since... When did they do the dubstep? Womp, womp. When did they do that one?
2012.
Right, I've been waiting for 2 years for this piece of shit to arrive, okay? Last month it was supposed to arrive. It did not. 2 years ago it was supposed to arrive. It did not. And now, 20 minutes before it's supposed to go live, they decide to fucking pull it and not bother. For fuck's sake! Like, seriously, what kind of shit? Some dickhead, right, has Vince McMahon, maybe himself, was like, oh hey, I'm gonna hire this bellend to be head of marketing and advertising to fucking, right? So some idiot who was employed said, you know what, we'll bring the network out, we'll bring it out on the 3rd, or whatever the fuck the date was, at 8 p.m. Will that be okay, Barry? Okay. Is that a yes? Alright, so that's a yes. Is that definitely a yes? Okay, right, that's probably a yes then, okay. So Barry, are we definitely doing the network today? Okay, great. Barry, it's like 20 to 8. Are you sure it's okay? Don't work! What? It don't fucking work! It don't work! So why can you talk now? Right? So basically, 20 minutes before the network goes live in this country, they just go, LOL, we're not doing it now. Like, what? Can you imagine Netflix going, no, we're not doing this anymore. Like, no. Could you imagine? Could you imagine fucking anything else on this planet? Could you ever imagine a TV channel starting up and be like, we're going to start this. It's going to be the best thing ever. It's going to be the greatest thing ever. And 20 minutes into it, they're like, fuck no, we're not doing this anymore. LOL. Like, what? And the worst part of this is, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter if it was like a normal month. But this is a month where they're giving it away for free. They're giving it away for free. Which means they wouldn't have to pay fuck all to get it. And now they're like, LOL, no. It's available
in all the open club countries,
including the ones that before I said they were in. No, no, no. They're in those countries now. They're in the fucking Ukraine. They're in Iraq. They're in Afghanistan. They're in Kazakhstan. We're not in fucking England. What the fuck? What? This doesn't make any sense. How does it make any fucking sense?
Oh my god. The home of Borat has the network. And I don't. I don't! Because of you can't fucking set up!
Right, rant over. Sorry. I hate, right? I hate this country. I hate this place. I just hate it. Because this is racism or something. I don't know what it is. It's something. That's what it is. It's this prejudice. It's prejudice in some way. Because you just like, it's just like, oh, you're British and you like crumpets and have bad teeth or you can't have the network, right? That's what they might as well have said, because Vince apologized, right? And he's like, thank you for understanding our problems. What fucking problem? There wasn't a problem. It was fine. You 20 minutes, which you haven't explained. If you've gone LOL, someone hit the delete key, then fine. We could probably understand that Barry's a fucking idiot. Okay, right? We could have got that. But no, you're like, LOL, we don't know what happened. It's like saying, so it works everywhere else on the planet. I could go to Alaska or the Antarctica and I'll be fine. But no, it doesn't work here. Okay, just because we have a different currency and a funny time zone doesn't mean it wouldn't fucking work here. So on what grounds have you got to say, LOL, there are problems? Right? And he's... Right, Vince is... Right, play it now. Play the fucking apology now.
On behalf of WWE, I want to personally apologize for the delayed launch of WWE Network here in the United Kingdom. There's no one more important than each and every one of you in the WWE universe, especially here in the United Kingdom, where we shared so many great memories together. We appreciate your patience as we work through the details and the rollout and potential partnerships. I assure you that we are working day and night to launch WWE Network as quickly as possible. And I promise that WWE Network will be well worth the wait. Again, thank you for your understanding.
Fuck off, Vince! Right? You're talking to me like I'm like your former ex or something. Or like you're trying to get back together with me, okay? No. No, he might as well go, it's not you. It's me. You know, I have problems and... Yeah, but you haven't explained what it is! You fucking gumshite! And you look older by the day! What's wrong with you? Anyway, the point is... Like, this network... It's just... It's a joke! It's a fucking joke! It's
over the top!
Yeah, like, what is it, Jump the Shark or something? Does it not exist? What in the hell is happening? Like, just give us a... When do you think it's gonna come out? Also... How 20 minutes? 20 minutes? I could understand... This is gonna do with Sky. Sky's like the worst thing on Earth, okay? It's like the worst television thing on the planet because you have to then pay for a subscription, then pay extra for Sky Sports, which is the only thing. If you live in America, I'm sorry, and I will explain everything to the best of my ability, which, let's face it, isn't great, but I'll try anyway. So you have to pay for Sky Sports, which WWE is exclusively on, which is an extra fee, and then you have to pay on top of that pay-per-view. So basically, you have to pay three loads of money just fucking whack off into Rupert Murdoch because fuck it, it's not like he's got no money as it is. And then, so it's so expensive just to follow WWE here. That's why TNA do so well, because they had the brains to give it all away for free. Well, by brains, I mean, not really brains, but fuck it, that's another thing for another time. The point is that if this is Sky's fault, fuck Rupert Murdoch and fuck Sky. If this is WWE's fault, why did you sign a deal that goes through to 2019 if you knew this network was going to be a thing? If TNA, the worst excuse for a wrestling company on the face of God's green earth, can somehow, some way, have some kind of weird rolling contract to, like, fucking, I don't know, stay on the air, why couldn't you do that with Sky? What? Are you fucking that stupid? Like, who? Vince must have gone, well, I can't see anything wrong with this fucking contract signing. It's not like we're trying to do a fucking online network or anything. Ha ha ha, I'm Vince McMahon, dammit. Like, no, that's stupid in its own right. Why would you ever sign a deal if you knew it would fuck everything up? If that means we can't get a network till 2019, you fucking suck. When is 2019? That's in 5 years.
Oh my God, this is my fucking
My God. What's wrong with Vince's hair? Just shave it off it. I'm done.
So as you can tell, he's a little upset. But I don't understand this thinking that they had where they were pushing that the WWE network was going to be launched.
Oh, that's my voice.
And then 20 minutes before it's even due to go live, they pull the plug. I mean, what could possibly have happened? It surely cannot be something to do with a deal with Sky, because they would have realized that back when they made that deal. It would have been that. What was Barry just sat there reading the contract going, oh shit, a minute.
But I don't...
Vince, we didn't look at the small print. God damn it, Barry,
fuck, Barry.
Like, did they not look, like, I could just imagine Barry was just sat there with the contract and then he just looked at the small print and went, fuck, we're not meant to be doing this. And that's the only explanation I can have as to why this was pulled. 20 minutes!
Did someone literally just hit Ctrl-Alt-Delete and end task? And they were like, oh, why did you do that, you fucking idiot? Can you get it back? Nope! Like, that's the...
You know what it could have been? It could have been like, you know how... I think what it could have been is they had a hard drive with all the footage, like all the episodes and TV shows and everything. And Barry's got it and he's like, guys, look, I'm gonna, and then he throws it out the window by accident and it breaks. And that's another explanation. For fuck's sake, Barry.
Like, I don't know what the fuck happened. It doesn't make sense. Everything was going well until 20 minutes before...
Yeah, that's the bit that doesn't make sense to me. It's the 20 minutes. Like, if it was like... If they made an announcement a week or two before it was due to go and say, actually, we can't do it, I could kind of understand that. But 20 minutes?
Like, what? Can you imagine if the BBC launched the iPlayer when they launched it? It was like, LOL, not going to work now. Like, what?
20 minutes before it was due to go live, they pulled the plug. What? Also, what about those people that would have bought the subscriptions? Did they already buy the subscriptions? Were they accepting subscriptions in play? Like,
no, I don't think. I think you could only pay for it from 8 o'clock. But this is the thing I don't understand. Like, if it was a technical fault, they would just be like, well, we're having technical difficulties, then... You know, just try in an hour's time, or just fucking try tomorrow or something. Not LOL. And they just use the words indefinitely, meaning maybe forever, right? So, like, what? Why?
That's the thing. That's the thing. It can't be a technical thing if it's postponed indefinitely. Like, I've had problems with my laptop where I've sorted it out within, like, a day.
I don't get it. It works everywhere else.
What is it?
Literally,
what is it?
Literally, what the fuck? If I go to WWE fucking dot fucking network now, it will tell me how many wanky countries it's in, and it can't fucking work in this one.
It's like, you know, the WWE stands for World Wrestling Entertainment.
Except
it should be like, there should be an asterisk after the first W, just saying excluding UK.
It actually makes me angry. It really pisses me off.
Well, I don't blame you, because they said, they made a promise, we're doing the network for the UK fans.
This is the only thing I've ever looked forward to from WWE in, like, fucking forever. Like, literally, because it was free, and if it was... You know what the best thing about this was? People like free shit, right? Fact. So if it was free, people would have tried it and gone, okay, this isn't so bad, maybe I'll pay for it. And it's like... Now, you're probably not going to be able to try it for free. I fucking demand a free month. Because we have been fucked over for like 2,000-3,000 years, this thing has been promised, right?
Don't forget, the Yanks, everyone was screwed over when they announced it in 2012, going, oh, we got the network coming soon, and then it didn't launch
but
for enough.
We still don't have it! That's what annoys me! Like, fucking countries I've never heard of in my life have this thing, and we don't have it.
That's what I find confusing. It can't be an issue with the deal that they've made with Sky, because they would have known about it 20 minutes before they pulled the plug. They would have known about it.
It's just...
What is it? What is it, Vince? And this is what the apology video... It made me kind of annoyed, because the apology video didn't explain what was wrong.
If Vince said... Literally, if he just went, you know what? Someone spilt coffee on the fucking hard drive. The end. Right? Or, I don't know, Barry spaffed all over the keyboard. Something. Right? Anything. Any excuse. Make it up. Just go, I fired the hard drive. Alright? Anything, Vince.
You're fired.
It's fired. Hard drive, Vince, that's an inanimate object, mate. It don't work for you. So paid, damn it. Right? I'm Vince McMahon, right? Who cares? Like, anything. Like, if Triple H pedigreed the fucking thing, I don't fucking know. Anything. Just fucking make it up. Just make it funny, at least. Or, actually, don't try and make it funny, because it won't be funny. So just take the suggestions I said and run with that. Not, oh, howdy, hey, hey, we don't know, lol.
But he never explains what it was. He doesn't say it's been an issue with our television deal in the UK. There's been an issue with the conversion, because don't forget, we're in PAL. They could be like saying, well, you know, it's in a different format. There's a lot of technical things that I won't go into because I know of for my whole, you know, video editing stuff and things. But there could be issues in terms of that, but they don't mention it. There's no explanation.
I literally think they should just make up reasons. Just make stuff up. I don't care. Just make something up.
Hello, fans in the UK. I'm afraid the network has been postponed because there is a TARDIS attack on Titan Towers here in Stamford, Connecticut. Like, just something.
I'm Vince McMahon, dammit. And the reason why the network doesn't exist in the UK yet... It's because I got bored waiting for 8 PM GMT, so I took a shit on the hard drive. My bad. I'm sorry. Make something up. I don't know. Like, say the hard drive kissed your ass or something, or it wouldn't kiss your ass. I don't know. Anything. Make it up. Don't fucking.
I'm Vince McMahon, dammit, and I've cancelled the network because Harry won't believe he's a wizard.
Like, I fucking. And the worst thing is, they've got a UK tour, right? They have Raw. But guess where Raw is?
Where?
It's in Liverpool.
Oh, fucking brilliant.
Yeah, the last people, Vince, you want to piss off are people from Liverpool. Because here we call them Scousers. And they're fucking mental.
Yeah, they are.
Like, you're like, I'm gonna fucking rip your fucking head off because I'm fucking Steve.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking gnaw on your arm, you fucking little specky twat.
And that's Steven Gerrard, for starters. right? So don't piss off people from Liverpool, okay? Like, you fucking hate. No, what am I doing?
I don't know.
No, your answer is, I just don't know.
I just don't know anymore.
How's a fucking American person ever going to figure out what I'm doing?
I don't think an American person will understand the Liverpool accent. Im! Like, what? That's the noise they make.
I do it, yeah.
Im, I do it, yeah. What? Even I struggle with it, and I'm British.
You're right. Oh, that's...
That sounds more like Birmingham.
Ah, no! Yeah. The point is...
I'm from Birmingham.
Don't do that. The point is... Fuck this apology. I know. You know what? Vince... I want a better apology. Right?
That apology is so
bad. Right? It doesn't even sound like an apology. It's just like, LOL, fuck you. That's basically what I got from that. So, try again. And this time, explain why. Or better still, just maybe. And here's a fucking great idea. Just fix whatever the problem is and sort it. The end.
But what if I can't comprehend it. Like, it was 20 minutes. We've had to cancel shows live on live stream 20 minutes beforehand because we've had technical difficulties. But it doesn't mean the show's been postponed indefinitely.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, live stream sucks. We're never doing a show again. Goodbye. Like, what?
Ladies and gentlemen, for some reason, my microphone won't work. So the Super Bowl is cancelled permanently.
What?
That's what the fuck?
LOL. Basically, we can't get the screen to work, so
basically, it's constantly frozen on the homepage, so it's cancelled indefinitely. What? Wait, what?
I know what they forgot to do. Oh God, I know what Barry did. Oh my God, I'm just figuring it out. He thought he put www dot or whatever. Yeah, he put too many W's at the start. And then www.network.com/UK. And then Vince is like, Barry, you don't need to put .com/UK, you fucking idiot.
No, you know what would be better? You know what would be better? If Barry's put wwf.com. Fucking Nora.
Fuck the pandas.
But I really want to just scream pandas, Vince. But we don't do that here. Damn it. Fuck the pandas.
Also, speaking of $9.99, I was at work and basically a customer bought something or a load of items and it came up to $9.99.
You have the song in your head.
No, well...
did you just go, that's... Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I had to, like, suppress that so bad. I cannot tell you how badly I just wanted to go, okay, so that will be na-na-na, Michael to pay. That's all I wanted to do, right? And I may have asked if his name was Michael. It was not. But if it was Michael, literally I would have gone, well, that's na-na-na-na, Michael Cole. And I'm like... My name isn't Michael Cole. Well, who's Michael Cole? I'm like, Michael Cole, shut up!
Shut up, Michael!
And then I would have got fired. So it's actually for the best that I never did any of that because...
Which, actually, here's one thing that we could briefly talk about in terms of the network. And hypothetically, it would actually arrive here in the UK. Just hypothetically, right? Because this is going to... It's a big hypotheticalness here. Because it doesn't look like it's ever going to show up. But if it does... They better not charge $9.99 for it, because that means we in the UK would actually be having to pay more for that network over...
Unless it's £9.99.
It would be £9.99, but in terms of, like, if you do the what is it called? Not conversion, I guess, but, like, the exchange rate. That's it. If you do the exchange rate, like... $9.99 equals about $6.50 here.
I mean, when you bear...
I've got to be honest, it's not as catchy as $9.99. You can't have a song called $6.50.
$6.50 British Michael Cole! Hello.
That's $6.50. $6.50.
Yeah, but I mean, when you look at Netflix in this country, plans start from, I'm looking at the website now for Netflix, plans start at $5.99. So if they charge more than $5.99, they are going to fail.
Yeah, they can't. They can't charge $9.99 over here. They can't, because that means we'll be paying more. And in a way, what would be cheaper, even if they did release the network over here for £9.99, it'd be cheaper to get a proxy version of the American network and pay $9.99, because actually it works out cheaper in the long run.
Yeah, I don't understand what you're saying, but the thing, I think, I don't know, I don't think this is ever going to happen now. I think this is it. I think this was the best chance we ever had. I mean, when I was living at university and I was living with my housemate, I don't know whether to name drop his name. Fuck it.
No.
His name is Barry.
You lived with Barry?
No, I'm just calling him Barry now. He won't care. And Barry said, why are you a pessimistic?
Are we talking about Barry, your housemate, or Barry, the WWE employee?
Barry, my housemate.
Okay.
Yeah, this Barry isn't like a fucking idiot. So basically, let's call him something else, because everyone's getting confused by Barry. But like, people be like,
let's call him Mary.
This podcast about Barry. What the fuck?
Just call him Mary.
Let's call him
Cheese. For fuck's sake, just something. It's a fucking false name. It's not that hard. Call him Wolverine for all I care.
Spaffy McSpafferson, right? So Spaffy McSpafferson.
He has to go with a complicated fucking name.
Spaffy McSpafferson.
Instead of just going Jeffrey, you just go Spaffy McSpafferson, derp.
Right, Spaffy McSpafferson. I can't take this seriously now. Right, Spaffy basically says... Spaffy basically said, why are you a pessimistic wanker, right? And I realized why. It's fucking wrestling. It's wrestling that's done this to me. It's disappointment after disappointment after disappointment, and now this. Fuck this shit. If this thing doesn't launch, I'm done with wrestling. I have a fucking... It's weird and creepy, and I don't fucking care, but my fucking desktop right now is Ronda Rousey, because I fucking care more about UFC right now, mainly because I can get their fucking version of the network, because guess what, shitheads? It's available here. It's been available here for like a year. For fuck's sake. Why can't you fucking do anything right, WWE? Your logo! You changed your logo to make it look like the network one, and you can't even fucking get it in this fucking country!
And I think on that note, we should probably start wrapping up. But to say Andy is a little upset over this would be a slight understatement. But to be fair, WWE, you need to get your shit together. Let's be honest here, because what the fuck, guys? What the fuck? Anyway, I have been Liam Dunn.
I've been Andy Clark.
And we will see you next week on the next episode of The Super.
I'm Ritz McMahon. Damn it.